Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah.
Hey. Wow. Yes.
Are you stuck, boy?
I'm so hurt. All right. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers podcast episode.
Man. I definitely have to check this
one. Yeah, you was on vacation. A lot of shit's happened since you've been gone. Oh, since you've been gone.
Yeah, that week we took off was pretty wild, actually.
Yeah.
164.
Episode 164. It's your host with the most, Chris Miner, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni, Extra Cheese and Pepperoni, a.k.a. Talk to Me Nice.
Talk to Me Nice.
Hangover Boy.
Hangover Daddy. Stepdaddy Chris. Gotta bring
all,
that back.
All of it.
Gotta bring all the Chrissies back.
Yeah.
What's good, Dalton? What's up, pink meat? I think I'm pink meat.
Wow. What a random.
I don't know.
Random callback.
Because you're wearing that pink sweater and you're white.
There we go.
It's pink.
These are both true things.
Happy holidays, man.
Yeah, we just, you know, it was Thanksgiving week this week.
Yep, did it big. All these birthdays we had, we haven't done a podcast since Shelby's, since we went out. Did we?
No, because we did the Brandon episode, and then we had a full week off. Yeah, so we haven't done
Because we did the Shelby's thing the day before Brandon's pod.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. Your birthday, right?
Is on Sunday.
Oh,
the 28th.
Hopefully I'm here to see it. Happy happy belated to Jesse. Jetski.
Yeah, his was
yesterday?
Yes, on Thanksgiving, right?
On Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Wait. Yep. And yeah. Happy birthday to Kaya. Her birthday is today as we're recording this.
Yeah, Jesse's 30.
Yep. Dirty 30.
How old is Kaya?
29.
20, okay, she's almost there. It was my aunt's birthday as well.
Happy
Tasha,
birthday,
the one that married
Tasha.
Us.
Oh, okay.
She's 39.
Happy birthday, Tasha. Oh, she don't look 39.
Yeah, we know. She's great. And then...
You don't have an aunt outside of...
Yeah, I mean, I have one. Aunt Debbie, my dad's sister.
Have I met her?
No.
Okay.
That's Aaron's mom.
Aaron! Shout out to Aaron. Hire me back.
but so mine is on... Sunday.
How
so
you feel? 31, right?
Yeah, I'll be 31.
How you feel?
It's going to be the same.
Right. It's going to be the same.
I probably won't feel any different until 35. Then I'll be like, I'm halfway through this month.
You think we'll be doing a podcast when you're that old?
I hope so. just because by that point, Raiden will be not Goo Goo Gaga anymore.
Can't
you
do
know?
That loud shit right now. Yep.
He'll be talking and stuff. So, yeah, I hope so. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And I'll be out of this apartment and shit.
Yeah. Hopefully by then I'm driving. You don't have to pick me up. If you gotta pick me up at 35, we shouldn't be friends anymore. y'all need to disown me if I'm not driving by then. Like, Chris, we waited this long, nigga. You 35, you not driving. Where are you going with your life? You ain't going nowhere. You lay on the couch all day.
Oh, the Everest guy?
Yeah.
You sit pick on the phone up. You call down. Everest.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick the phone up and call Lyft.
Bro, but my thing with that shit was like,
the Everest guy?
Yeah, because he was telling people to call and like go to Everest and shit. But, bro, if they really bummed out on the couch, they don't have money to pay for
right,
the school
right,
regardless.
Right. What the fuck y'all thinking?
And you're going to try to get them to get financial aid and shit.
And had these boys in debt out here, Everest, man. So yesterday was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's really weird, too. If you look at your phone, the calendar today is like, what's that joint? Hold up.
Today's Black Friday.
Well, that too. This Hispanic guy was like, at least today's your day. It's Black Friday. I was like, you gotta shut your ass up.
That's racist.
A little bit. Today is Native American Heritage Day. They gave them a day after the day they slaughtered motherfuckers. This is really wild.
Oh, that is wild. Yeah.
That's America.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, yesterday was Thanksgiving, I guess.
So
family thing. I know you went to your pop's crib.
Yeah. We started the morning off going to my dad's house. Mm-hmm. They've been asking to see Shelby for a while, so got that out of the way. She showed up for baby bump.
Yeah.
You can see it from here.
A little bit. I see it. Oh, on the camera?
Well, that's up to you, Mom. You don't have to. She wants to show the baby bump.
Bro, I look like a knuckle. Black as shit. God,
it's because you have all black on.
Hell yeah.
All right, can't just come a little bit over here. There you go. Turn sideways.
Show that baby bump.
Show there it is. There's the bump.
It's there now, for real.
Yeah, you pronounced.
Pronounced. That's what that's called?
It's just pronounced. Yeah, that's Raiden.
Hey, Shelby, let me ask you. I don't know who was it was when Millie Matwire was here. And I made a joke, and Don said something like, yeah, Raiden's been giving Shelby a lot of trouble or whatever. And I was like, oh, he's taking all her electrolytes. And Don was like, that wasn't a good joke. Did you hear that? Did you hear that joke? It was because electricity, electro, Raiden is the thunder. God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right, that was quick too. It was off the top. I was like, I'm gonna laugh right there because it wasn't funny.
Oh God!
All right, so Pop's house. Shout out to Keith.
Yeah.
Then you went to Shelby's mom's.
Yeah. So we were over there there was a one football game in the morning. We stayed for that whole game. Shelby was playing with their new dog, Coco. That dog is a terror. but she was playing with her, and then it got to be like 2 o'clock, so we were like, okay, we're going to head to her mom's house. It took like an hour to get there, of course,
because
my dad
right.
was far as shit. And then we got there, and then basically when we got there, everybody was already at her mom's house. They really hadn't even started eating yet when we got there, so mm-hmm. we got our second round in. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I met her brother's girlfriend. Yeah, Kevin got a girl now. Met her there, and everybody else was there. All the kids were happy to see us. That was dope. We watched the Cowboy game basically. After the Cowboy game was over, we came to y'all's house. But that was pretty much our stops. And then, yeah, Shelby ate it all three.
We started putting up Christmas decorations. My neighbor has went above and beyond.
Yeah, theirs is hard. Yeah,
made my yard look like very bad. We don't have a lot going on. I had to wake up early to finish. And then Alex and Vince came through. I tried Diddy's tequila. It's not that great.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, the De Leon, but yeah. The D is for Diddy.
I don't know that.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
I saw it still had stuff in it, so.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. And then Kai brought Casamigos, so.
And you're like,
you know, nah. Well, shit, you know. I'm not going to drink it today.
Yeah.
Because I'm very hungover. Finished putting up our little decorations. Started drinking or whatever. Alex went to the game with his homeboy. Alex, my brother.
Oh, he went to the game?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder he was more lit.
He was a favorite team is the Raiders. They got that dub. It's pretty hard to watch, I guess, for people that are fans of the Cowboys.
Boy, that was they were sick at Shelby's mom's house.
I bet. Then, you know, throughout the day or night rather, everybody started falling through, and by that time I was pretty drunk. Pretty drunk. I'm still.
I think that's an understatement.
Yeah, I threw up and everything, man. It was crazy. Justin's uncle prepared a elixir of sorts,
a fresh batch of moonshine.
It was it was so flavorful. I threw that shit up. we popped champagne for Dalton's little man. Plus Thanksgiving, plus all the birthdays. The speech that I made was horrible, and it didn't come out great. Well, other than that, everybody was safe. Shout out to Justin and the wife and the kids for coming. His kids are adorable. They were very helpful. They had Lays. They was walking around giving everybody Lays and stuff. They knew I needed something on my stomach. They kept giving me them chips.
Yeah.
Because I didn't eat it all yesterday. Well, I ate in the morning, but, you know. The
Tatiana just kept giving me chips.
Yeah.
She's here.
Great, okay. great. Jay and Tatiana, thank y'all. Y'all kept me here.
First thing Chris said to me when I walked the door was, hold me.
Bro, it was really, really wild, man. Oh, me and Kyle, well, we broke my Instagram page. We didn't break my Instagram page. It's not like I get like 1,000 likes or anything. But we got a lot of likes on our little couple. Or out, what Rich say, we made it Facebook official. Yeah, I gotta change my status. Is your status changed on Facebook? Are you married on Facebook?
Yeah, we're married on Facebook.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Did you make him do that, Shelby? I bet you did.
She did have to, because I don't get on Facebook. She was like, I sent you the request, so I had to like get on there and be like, yeah.
But, yeah, I need to change my shit to a relationship. These hoes leave me alone. They're not hoes, I'm sorry. Well, some of them are. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. So let's get into the news, man. There's a lot going on, man.
Yeah, who knew it was gonna be that crazy of a week?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Charlotte, you want to talk about Charlotte before we get into the news?
I think we should get the news out of the way, then we can get into the fun stuff.
So I mean, shit. I wanna say Young Dolph was, you know, murdered.
That was pretty fresh in the week. Yeah
pretty fresh. Super. I mean, any death like that is unexpected, but like the last person I would have thought about, you know, being killed was like Dolph.
And then
in Memphis,
the manner of it, just
going to get cookies for his mom's is just a nasty situation. I don't know. Usually when like stuff like this happens, you know, you get your Twitter detectives, everybody trying to figure out who did what and how, what, where, when, and why, like with Nipsey. And, you know, at this point I was like, man, I was at work for one, so I can't really, I was like standing in the water line or whatever. And somebody just walked up to the guy in front of me, was like, you heard they got Dolph? And he's like, yeah, I heard about that. I was like, wait, what? You said what? Like, I don't even know. Yeah. I just jumped in.
Yeah,
I was
like, wait a second.
Yeah, you said they did what to who? And then it's like, yeah, man, they killed Dolph. So we go outside for our break. Everybody out there, literally everybody out there talking about it. Everybody pulling up the news articles and all that. And I'll text you. I think Ryan had already told you. But
yeah.
Because
I saw an article, but I was like, but I wait till there's more. Because sometimes they say random shit. Yeah, so I was like, hold on. And then,
what's wild is I thought about it today. I wanted to play Dolph because, he owns his masters and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Streams music for the family and all that. But me and Dalton, like, love for Dolph started, like, during the podcast. Like, when we first started the pod.
Boy 17.
Because he had dropped the, hold on. Cause
Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah, Thinking Out Loud. And Dalton was really in love with like Pacific Ocean, right?
Yeah.
And then
just the first three tracks are like
back to back. And then What's the Deal?
That's the intro.
Pacific Ocean and then
Point Across. Yeah.
And then my shit was Eddie Kane. And Dalton really liked Dolph. Like, if you know Dalton's just backpacking and all that shit, but like he really, really fucked with Dolph. Like, he listened to all his music when he dropped him and Key Glock, right? That's his name. His cousin, right?
Yeah, cousin Key Glock. I love Dumb and Dumber, you know, all that shit. And then,
which surprised me when he was like, I'm in, like, he's involved with this shit. Like, he's watching like their career. He listens to their music.
Hell yeah. But and then we definitely talked about it whenever the pandemic started. He changed all his album covers with the mask.
Yeah, we sure did.
And in him like coming out the game in the game with owning all his masters, that was like
turned down like a $22 million
and he talks about
that
too,
like that.
Yeah, he says it in the thing in the last song. You gave away for some money and a chain.
Yeah,
yeah. You know.
Nah, Dolph was like, I seen somebody break down the type of artist he was, and he did it really great. I didn't screenshot it or whatever, but he basically was just saying, like, he was a fun, like, humorous, like, inspirational type of guy. Like, what drawn me to Dolph was obviously his how he rapped. Like,
yeah,
he was rapping on beat or whatever, but he still seemed like he was just talking, like, literally thinking out loud type shit. And, like, whatever came to his mind, he said, like, his ad-libs, phenomenal. Best in the game. On Pacific Ocean, he was like, grew up bumping Dwayne, but turned to a boss like Sean Carter. Carter. Trapper fella, bitch. Like,
yeah.
That's the ad-lib. I was like, oh, this nigga too fucking hard, so, bro. Oh, God. So, I don't really know, like, what's the in and outs about that. Memphis is a very wild place. Everybody think it's sweet down there because barbecue and...
Nah, man.
Blues, right? Are they blues? Is that... No, what's their thing?
Well, Nashville. You're talking about Nashville. Country music.
All that jazz. Blues, yeah. But it's not sweet down there, man. Especially where the niggas at, for sure.
Nah, they had the lady that owned a cookie shop on the news, and she was talking about it. She was like, I want to move out of here. And then...
Because the cookie spot got broken into, like, a few days before that.
Yeah, and because he did, like, a promo for it, like, a week before. And she was like, I got to get out of here. And then she was like, you do the news, right? She was like, every day someone dies out here. Yeah. Every single day.
Yeah, they said since Dolph passed, or was murdered, rather, like, 11 people been killed, like, in connection to this.
It's wild.
Yeah, it's a lot going on, man. So, pressure with in Memphis and all that, man. I got my dad has family out there. I know it's wild, man. So that shit was tough.
I just can't.
Took that man away from his wife, his girl, you know, kids, his fans, everybody. You know, when somebody passed, they start bringing up everything. There was so much Dolph did. That like the changing all his album covers with the like something that, you know, but everybody talked about it. Him bringing those two people on stage after they got fired for playing.
Gave them both 20 racks.
Yeah, gave them bread.
He got a duffel bag full of money, dropped off his church. Like, he
gave that fan his car, like the title and all that. Like, take the car, like whatever.
And he said, you can sell it if you want.
Yeah. Like, there was some, and I mean, NCAA, right? When he got shot at 100 times.
So
made the album.
So that's where I became really familiar with Dolph, was then. Right. Because I was in Charlotte when that happened.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it was like, I get there, you know, the riots happen. Mm-hmm. And then, like, a couple weeks later, that, like, I'm just at home, and then I hear, like, Tennessee rapper gets, I was like, what? Yeah. So I look it up, and I'm like, oh, this is Young Dolph. Yeah. And then, like, you just see a picture of this car, it's riddled with bullets and shit, and it's all bulletproof, so it looks like kind of like the scene in Avengers where they're trying to get Nick Fury. But, like, so I was like, yo, what the fuck? And then he changed the whole concept of the album to revolve around that shooting, and he named every song it was basically all one sentence, the track list.
Yeah, which is another... like fucking,
and that's why 100 shots hits different after you know the story. Because it's like, how the fuck you miss a whole 100 shots? And I can't. And that's when I was like, I'm gonna pay attention to this, because like, who takes a shooting, especially when that big, and turns it into marketing?
He literally
was an independent artist genius. Like, and then him owning all his masters and shit, and he does fucking numbers too. Like, and like all his albums, like they. I don't think there's anything I don't like.
100 shots in Charlotte, but I'm bulletproof, so fuck them.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. All of them. I'm so real. I pray for my enemies. I'm everything you want to be. Shake my
head. See?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Talking shit through the eye. Yeah. Yeah.
And it 2017. And that wasn't even supposed to be the name. He changed his whole album to fit that mold. Yeah. And that was the car. That's, and it has 100, it has all those bullets on the ground.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I didn't even peep that. Hell yeah. Dolph a legend, man.
Man, I just... And then what he did for Key Glock, and then Key Glock's hard too.
He put out three albums in 2017. Bulletproof.
Yeah.
Tracking Numbers, Thinking Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
Role Model 2018, Dumb and Dumber 2019, Rich Slade 2021, Dumb and Dumber 2 2021, Paper Route Illuminati.
That's the newest one.
2021.
Yeah, man, it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, man. Shout, rest in peace. Shout out to
the man.
He's a legend. More breaking news, I guess. Well, not breaking, but everybody knows this. The Kyle Rittenhouse thing or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man, I was talking, I think I was talking to my cousin about this. He was basically saying, like, it was black person and guy had the same energy if they was defending themselves, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But we already know that ain't going to be the case. What surprised me more than him getting off was the fact that Judge was able to get that type of shit off. He was, like, kicking.
No, because he was on
national
his,
TV.
Yeah, he was on his dick bad.
Like.
And the prosecution was awful. Yeah, it was just.
Bruh, it. That shit was, I've never seen anything. They let that man pick his jurors from a box.
Yeah. People were like, where they do that at?
Bruh, like I've never seen, they wanted to, like, they made an example, like, yo, if you, because by their standards, he did the right thing.
I knew it was going to be some bullshit even before the trial, but I knew it was really going to be some bullshit when the judge said, we can't call the people that die victims because we classify them as looters and rioters. So once he said that, I was like, oh, he don't even think of them as like people.
Yeah.
So like, it don't even matter. Like he, like, and then the whole crying bullshit.
Yeah. That was the worst shit. I
had his mom on there crying.
Cause I'm like, bro, was you crying when you took two lives, bro? And anybody could pull a trigger. That's what they say. But, like, nigga, he had, it was like, was he remorseful? Like, I didn't watch this shit. Like,
no.
So, you still took a life. Two lives. Because so,
the whole basis of this whole shit, it's like, they just skipped over. That's why the prosecution sucks, because they just skipped over the whole basic. I don't care what the two people he killed did.
Right.
I don't care if they attacked him or not.
Mm-hmm.
This kid, he's a kid.
Yeah.
Traveled from a different state with an automatic weapon.
Yeah.
Came to the riot,
mm-hmm.
and then killed two people. That's that is
peanut butter jelly.
The main thing, like an automatic weapon from across state lines, mm-hmm. and it was out there being a vigilante, like he was fucking Batman and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the judge fucked that up. You know what I'm saying? He got off. It's
on all charges.
Yeah, it's nasty behavior, man.
And then I laughed so hard because someone on here was like, they're like, he might be done, but his life is ruined. I'm like, bro, we've been through this before.
Mm-hmm.
George Zimmerman was signing autographic guns at gun
mm-hmm.
shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's literally gonna be a hero to these kids that want to do shit like this. And now they just stamped it like, you can do this shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Just say it's justice.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
The victims' names or anything, but RIP to them. I don't think they should have lost their lives that night, especially to a chump like that guy. Like, that disgusting. And his mom should be ashamed of herself for even putting her son in that type of danger. Like, who? Why would you take your son?
Like, that's just fucking white women, bro.
Yeah.
They can't stay out of people's business.
It's disgusting.
They want to call the manager or anybody. Yeah. It don't matter what it is.
Disgusting behavior. We did get one. We got a solid victory, though.
And then this is a clear difference in what that trial was, though.
Yeah.
That judge wasn't having bullshit.
Yeah.
And also the prosecutor was drilling the ass.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what happens when you. But that one, they didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell from the dude was like, only thing he didn't do was have fucking old boy sit in his lap.
Pretty much.
That's basically only thing that he did not do for old boy.
So, when was that? Like 2 days ago?
Yeah, it was while I was at work. No, Wednesday. Oh. Yeah, Ahmaud Arbery.
Yeah, so his killers, all three of them.
Yeah.
Going down. They're taking them
so
down.
So the guy who actually fired the gun got all nine charges, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. the other two got eight. Because this, and then the dude who released the video really thought he wasn't about to get shit, but
idiot.
What the fuck you feel with this shit?
Idiot.
Dog, crazy.
Idiot. And they said they were trying to make a citizen's arrest, I think is what they tried to get off with. And they first, I knew we was finna win. And I say we, because, you know, we represent. But when they admitted that he didn't have any weapons or whatever.
Because he was like, they were like, was he unarmed? Yes.
Yeah. So I was like,
they said because he was barefoot. What does that even mean, bruh? This man was jogging.
Bruh, jogging, bruh. Minding his fucking business, bruh. Bruh,
just working out.
Trying to stay in shape. And, you know, these three fucking honkies pull up and try to take matters into their own hand because they see a black man
in their neighborhood. Jogging.
Come on, man.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, so put them niggas under jail. You heard? Let them boys get real acquainted with some guys in there that like stuff. I don't know how else to put it. But, you know, RIP to Ahmaud.
Ahmaud, yeah.
Ahmaud Arbery, right?
Arbery, I think, yes.
I can't. I'm sorry. But RIP to that man. And justice was served, man. I'm extremely happy. We did see two sides of the coin, and, you know, in a week. So it's very dramatic shit going on around us all the time.
You just see the two sides to it always. Like, that's why our justice system doesn't really work.
Joe Biden came out and said about the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, this is, you know, he basically, in a nutshell, was like, I believe in the
justice system.
The justice system. So I'm like, all right, well.
He's trying to not make riots.
Yeah, appease both. The old ass nigga. I'm still mad I voted for that nigga. I really blame Dev. I really do. And he started. And Kanye said the most funniest shit on that Drink Champs episode. He said Kamala got like 83% of the black women vote or whatever. And we haven't seen her since.
No, I really have not seen her at
all.
We
have not seen her since the.
She just kept posting pictures of them walking. And then.
Yeah, we did it, Joe. He said, wait, you know, he said she got 83% of the black woman vote. You would have thought Drake was running. When he said that shit, I was like, Kaya's actually kind of funny when he's like, not trying to be.
Look, I mean, we could all, like, we both were in on this. Like, because I'm saying we both voted for her.
Oh, yeah. But see.
But see, the thing was. We were so caught up in getting out of the current. But then this is why politics always fucks everybody up, because everybody falls in this trap. Our parents done it. Everybody's falling in this trap where they're like, well, I don't want to be in this current administration. I'm just going to try to vote for the one. Like, it happened with Hillary.
Yeah.
Because people didn't know what to do then. But then you saw what we got. So they were like, anything has to be better than this. That's basically where we were like doing like a, we basically were saying, this one's by default. The next one will be for real.
But let's hope so, man. Cause,
but
shit, this shit's insane, bro. Like, I mean, I don't know. Cause I don't pay attention.
The one thing.
I know gas is wild.
No, that's a whole separate matter though.
Yeah.
The only one thing I can give him a check mark on is getting back the foreign relations that we lost.
Right.
Because I know a lot of the stuff was him having to reverse, just like Trump reversed a lot of Obama stuff.
Yeah.
Biden's going back and reversing.
And that's all they're going to keep. They're going to keep
and a lot of, and a lot of it is the foreign policy, which is, that's what that does take a long time because you got to coordinate with all these world leaders.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten back on good graces with China, back with Japan, basically got us back into the World Health Organization, all the shit that
Trump took us out of.
So, yeah, it's going to, I mean, who knows? I don't know what the future holds, but I know in Texas, we have a chance to.
We need to get that nigga to fuck. How long he been sitting? I mean, I know he been sitting for a while, but how long has he been governor?
Oh, man, it's been a while.
Let me see. I told you how he ended up in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah, I know how he worked. Oh, yeah.
That's still remarkable to me.
But yeah, Beto is doing some campaigning right now.
You better fucking do it. Born spouse. Let me see what his wife look like. See what he working. Oh,
come on, man. No,
oh,
not even our business.
Yes, it is. That. Oh.
You just trying to see how long you've been in office, right?
Yeah, right. Governor since 2015.
Okay.
Really?
Rick Perry was one before him.
I don't know who that is. Beto O'Rourke, South Texas, in bid to win back. Never have. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, his wife's ugly. He's in a wheelchair, and he's a dick. How can she be married? I mean, she has to have the same values as him, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is wild that, like, I don't know. I know you don't really care about shit like this, but what? I do. And I just, don't you think it's weird that out of nowhere, Kim Kardashian is dating Pete Davidson?
I do think it's weird.
Now, I know it's because
her sisters?
Yeah, they're doing, and Megan, they're doing this little ugly white boy thing. There's nothing wrong with Travis Barker, but they're doing the ugly white boy aesthetic thing. They're gothic.
Mega skinny cool. With tattoos.
Yeah. And I was just like, bro, that is like, it's never been, I never paid attention to how blatant that shit was.
Yeah.
Like, because Kim always dated black guys or whatever. So I was like, well, you know, and then
Courtney
was doing, well, he's black, eh?
Chris Humphries?
Yeah, I think he's like black. I think he half.
Is he half? Really?
I think so.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he looked like dude from Incredibles. But I'm like, bro, that's so strange to me.
That transition's nuts.
You see the trick happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's very weird. And I'm like, okay, so I was talking to Kai about it. She was like, maybe it's because of the Travis thing. They're trying to take attention away from Travis, so they're doing all this other shit, trying to keep. I was like, nah. I mean, that makes sense, but I really think she was just like, she felt left out.
Yeah.
Everybody was giving them praise and shit, so she wanted to. And no shade to Pete. Ariana Grande, like, he bagged some chicks in his day.
Yeah, they showed him with the Infinity Gauntlet. Yeah.
That's wild. You're Kanye's wife. Bro, they went to dinner together.
Yeah.
I think Pete Davidson went to Jimmy Fallon, and he told the story of, like, I took Cudi to dinner, and then Kanye shows up, Kim shows up, and we're doing it. What the fuck? It doesn't make any sense to me. That shit's wild.
Look.
Super wild, bruh. That shit's wild. And Kanye running around here talking about God gonna bring us back together. Hey, she belonged to the streets, my brother. You need to let that go.
I mean, I really think he's just trying to get his family back with the kids. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, well, speaking of Kanye, him and Drake squashed their beef.
Yeah, forcefully.
Forcefully. You know, I was thinking about this too.
Yeah.
How long is Drake going to have to, like, perform?
Uh-huh.
Because he's like, Jay Prince is in his pocket. Like, Jay Prince going to make him do, excuse me, whatever. That's wild too. But they're doing a free Larry Hoover concert, so that's dope.
Yeah.
Somewhere in LA, I think on like December 9th or some shit like that. It's supposed to be free. I don't know. It's supposed to be. I saw somebody throwing around ticket prices, but I don't know. But I think that's dope. What do you think will come of that? Just them performing songs?
Who is it?
Drake and Kanye.
Oh, yeah. It's just going to be one of those things where it's just like that by itself is going to bring so many people.
Yeah.
They probably won't perform together very much.
Yeah,
they don't really have music together. You
they
know,
they got a few joints.
Yeah, but not enough to do like a full show.
Yeah, they're probably gonna go back and forth or
yeah,
man, I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm sure it'll be dope. It's really, I don't know. It's a weird time, man. It's just a weird time.
I am glad they squashed though, because it was getting pretty petty and annoying.
Yeah, Pusha T has got to be somewhere like,
yeah,
like I don't know how that. I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to think if anything else happened. What are you looking up?
Oh, no, I was trying to do something for my email.
Oh, I will say this, crypto.com, y'all get in on that. $3, $5, whatever, y'all better do it.
No.
I know you're not, but I get into crypto if you're not into it already and you're interested. I did it. Changed my life. Changed my life.
Did it? Did it change your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the whole thing about it is to me, and it's just me, call me dumb or uneducated about this stuff because I really don't know anything about it. I just sit and watch my numbers go up and down every day.
Yeah.
And that's what I like to see because somebody said, you know, you got to make your money an employee. You got to make it work for you. I think it was Wallow. Wallow from the Gilly joint or whatever. But that's what made me get into it. I was watching the Big Sean interview that they had with Wallow and Gilly. Hit Boy and Big Sean had an interview with Wallow and Gilly. And yeah, they were talking about investing, da 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 da. And I was like, damn, yeah, like you want to see your money work. And then like, you know, the little money that I say little money, but it's probably, you know, it's okay. But that money is basically like day to day for us. Like our checks every 2 weeks or whatever. That crypto money, you sit there, leave it alone, put, you know, treat it like a savings account, put your money in there, but you actually see the money working. And then hopefully one day your $500 turned into a million or some shit. It's happened. And, you know, you're able to take that money and invest it or do something with it for your children. And then hopefully you can keep that shit going. That's really where my mind's at right now is like, trying to build something for later. I thought I was going to be able to do it with the music. I mean, I still can. There's still time. I mean, I'm not like off the music train or anything.
Yeah.
But something a little, you know, something else. Like you want to have, you know, multiple streams of income.
Revenue,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, you know.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Put a couple dollars here, a couple dollars there. I literally saw my money go from, and it's not by much, but like $80 to $180.
Look, I'm not mad at it at all, man.
No, I know. I'm just saying, this is for the listeners. Crypto.com gets you some currency up there, you know what I'm saying? Some crypto. Big Crip, you're it.
Crypto.com arena.
They're changing the Staples Center to Crypto.com.
Stupid name.
Which, a horrible name. Which, though, I mean, it's in LA, and then the Crips, you know.
Because I think it would have been better if it was just a Crypto Coliseum, but
that's, Coliseum sounds like a washed,
but still, like, crypto.com arena, that's better.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. But yeah, once they announced that crypto.com, the actual coin went up,
which, of course,
what made my shit go up.
Yeah, that's why they do that. That's why they do the, those deals for the arena names, because yeah, it's like a
boost. Like there's another coin, Shiba or whatever.
Yeah.
They're trying to team up with AMC, so like you can spin.
Shiba, it's gonna bump AMC. It up. Yeah, that's why if you get it in right now.
Yeah, I got it in. I'm in there. But anyways, you know what I'm saying, I could talk about that as, you know, a little bit, but we can move forward applicably. King Richard, did you see it?
I haven't had time to watch any
movies.
It's
been crazy. Yeah, I haven't seen it either. Probably watch it tonight.
I definitely want to watch it though.
Yeah,
I've heard great things.
You know, Will Smith's been hit or miss in his career.
I've heard a lot of great things, and it's had like, I've seen like three think pieces about it, which means it's going to be good. Generally they go crazy with think pieces.
I think the biggest thing that happened was like white women being upset that the movie was about the dad, but they don't care that Venus and Serena, they know that Venus and Serena actually produced it and
signed off
to
on
make
it.
The story.
Yeah.
They don't care. Again, white women inserting themselves in business that do not belong to them.
Look, I listen to the kids that revolve, which is Serena Venus. If they say it's good,
right,
then I'm going to watch it.
I still think it's wild, though, because I think I was listening to somebody. I think it was Roy and Ma. I don't want to keep mentioning other podcasts, but that's what I was listening to. And they were saying that in the film, you know, the dad pushes Venus harder than Serena.
Yeah, okay.
So Serena's kind of, they said, you know, paraphrasing, Serena's like, yo, why you gonna show me the same attention? Mm-hmm. I was like, look, Venus is gonna get there first, but I know you're gonna be the one. You know what I'm saying? They say this in the film. And I always wondered how that dynamic was, because people tend to forget Venus was, she won shit too, like by herself, right?
Yeah.
Like before Serena started winning.
She's older.
Yeah, she's older. Mm-hmm. I always thought they were twins.
No,
very, that's a common.
We've always seen them together.
Yeah, Venus and Serena. The name. Yeah,
because they did a lot of, especially when they're younger, they played a lot of doubles together. Mm-hmm. And they were always a team.
The fucking vision though that their father had to like put them in tennis and
but actually, in that neighborhood, bro,
yeah,
like
yeah,
because. Look, tennis is not an expensive sport by any means,
right?
Because there's free courts everywhere, yeah, and you basically just got to buy a racket, and the racket's kind of there. Mm-hmm. But if you want to like actively pursue it, that's when it gets expensive because you join like, clubs, mm-hmm, and then you get a coach that coaches you, and that's when it gets like
expensive.
So he did that without that,
yeah,
and he had people seek them out because like, yo, them girls got it, and I just remember. When this was a thing, because my dad was big into tennis because he played tennis, but I remember...
I see him with a mullet and a headband and all that shit right now.
They used to make a big deal about the beads in their hair all the time because they wore those white beads.
Right, 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 right.
And I remember one of the prominent tennis commentators at the time, Chris Everett, she was like an 80s star at tennis. They were like, how long do you think they're going to get wear those beads? She's like, I hope not much longer. I'm getting tired of them.
Oh, wow.
And I was like... Yo, she had it on national television. Like,
she was a white woman?
Yeah.
Of course.
And she was on Twitter, and she was trying to double back. And she was like, I've always supported Serena. And someone pulled that clip up and was like, are you sure? Like, because people still talk shit about Serena to this day.
Of course.
Wearing the outfit she wears.
The little cartoon when they made her, like, grotesque and all that shit.
Yeah, like, and then saying she looks, like, too masculine. Yeah. And They've literally overcome adversity since they were kids. Mm-hmm. And that's why I really appreciate the story. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how nitty gritty they get into about her dad, because her dad has done some shit.
They said they briefly speak about
because
him.
Because they have a half sister that's never brought up. But and then she's like, she's not gonna, she said she wasn't gonna watch the movie, obviously. She said, I'm not gonna support somebody who never supported me. Mm. So I'm not saying he's infallible, but the story's important either way, especially for those kind of icons.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people do forget about Venus, but she's won a lot of stuff too. She's won more than normal, than plenty of other tennis players.
Yeah.
Serena's just an anomaly. She's the most distinguished of all time. So, like, that doesn't happen to everybody.
Right.
So
it can't.
Yeah. So,
there was something else, but I can't think about it right now. Oh, the Cowboy Bebop movie. You haven't checked that out yet either.
The show?
The movie, right?
It's a show.
Oh, it's...
It's a live-action show.
I thought it was a movie.
No, it's 10 episodes.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a movie this whole time.
No, it's 10 episodes. It's only one season. There's another one coming.
So, you haven't started yet?
No. I've heard not great things.
Yeah, I haven't heard. I haven't. They were talking about it at work today. They said Jet Black, right? That's his name?
Yeah.
They said he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
The guy who plays...
Everything I've read was about John Cho, honestly. They said
he was good.
Yeah, they said he was, like, taking his cake or whatever, because he's actually getting more, like, he's, like, a lead star in it. Mm-hmm. So, like, they said he was killing it. But, like, here's the thing. With these type of things, when you ever have a live action... anime thing,
People are gonna,
purists are gonna go nuts, generally. Look, and I am an anime purist at a point, but I'm mostly about the sub dub thing. There are dubs I like, but it's just like, when I watch a movie or anything, I want to watch it how the director intended it to be made. That's just how I feel about it. And generally, when English dubs, and even if you go to Japan and listen to an English dub of something, it's usually not as prominent. Because I know you've seen, like, foreign movies, and then you watch, like, Bruce Lee movies with English subtitles.
Right,
they're terrible.
Right. Yeah.
Because they pay the minimum price to get that done. So I get it. But, like, stuff like this, people are like, especially Cowboy Bebop is, like, a classic. Like, I'm talking about, even if you're not anime, you know what this is.
Yeah. 3, 2.
However... this is one of the easier ones to adapt because it's just a space western.
Right, it's not a lot going on.
And it's nothing like...
powers and
like
shit.
There's a loose plot thread, but it's not like really following any...
Right.
It's more like, until like the last 5 episodes, you're not really digging into like a long story beat. And it's a short show. It's 24 episodes. Oh. So, you're not, you don't really have to. It's just basically quirky, like heist, and then like different stuff that happens. So I know they're going to take some liberties with it. So I go into it knowing that they're going to have to change some stuff.
Yeah.
I know they nailed the look. I don't care what anybody tells me. They nailed the look of the show.
Yeah.
But I know I've read multiple things just bashing about they didn't capture the anime, which is going to be impossible. It's going to be impossible.
I said as long as they put the my cousin watched it. He was like, and he was the one saying yesterday was a blur. But Ryan was kind of skeptical about watching it or whatever. And I was like, bro, Ryan said it'll be easier to adapt like mechanoids than something like this. And I was like, no. Hell no.
Because they're making a live action Gundam movie.
Depends. Is Netflix doing it?
No, it's they might put it on there, but the guy making it is the dude that made Kong Skull Island. That director is making it.
See, when I look at shit like that, right, I think about Power Rangers. That's all we could really go off of, or in Transformers, but that's neither here nor there. The newer Power Rangers, what they did with the Zords, it looked kind of cool, but it was like...
you're talking the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not the show. Hell no. You know they brought Jason back for this new Beast Morphers or whatever?
He's always on board. Like, he's
I'm talking about... The original Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I ain't seen that nigga in like 15 years. So, Tommy comes back.
Yeah.
But he's fat is what I'm saying.
No, he's fat in real life. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
a firefighter now.
What are we doing with this? He's starting to look like.
I got some Power Rangers news for you if you want to talk about Power Rangers.
What?
From Netflix, because you know they bought it.
No, I did not know.
Yeah, that. Okay. Well, after we get through with this, I'll tell you.
Is it good or bad? It sounds like.
It sounds interesting, but I want to see how they do it first. But,
okay.
I'm going to watch it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboy Bebop show. I'm definitely going to watch it. I got to know. I've read like maybe like three positive reviews. Okay Player gave one.
Oh, really?
Which I was surprised, but they gave a positive one. But I'm not going into it with a super serious mindset. Because I love Cowboy Bebop.
Right.
But I'm not going into it like, they're just making the same thing again. Right. And like, they're going to ruin a classic. Because I can't go into a live action knowing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I'm gonna try to take it for what it is. If it sucks the way it is, then it just sucks. I'm gonna watch it. There's no way around it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it with an open mind. Like, I like Mortal Kombat Annihilation, so there's not too many things that are...
So, on the flip side of this, like, Netflix is making a live-action One Piece show. Now, that's something that should never be touched, because it's going to be impossible to adapt to live-action.
Yeah, because how do you make
it? It's too wild.
Yeah.
That's why Dragon Ball will never work. It's too crazy.
Yeah.
You could do a Trigun... Mm-hmm. It's not crazy. It's a Western.
You could do Yu Yu Hakusho. I mean, yeah, you could do Yu Yu Hakusho.
They are doing that.
Yeah.
They're in pre-production now. But One Piece is literally way too crazy.
Yeah. One Piece. That's your shit, right?
Yeah, but like, shit, right? Off the start, do stretches.
Yeah.
I already know the stretch effect is going to look awful.
Horrible.
And that's just one power. There's multiple powers.
Yeah. Mr. Fantastic.
So, like, they announced the cast and everything, and the creator of it picked the cast himself. Mm. I appreciate that, but I'm still, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
And I know one guy in the cast. Mm. He's in the Rurouni Kenshin movies. He's in a bunch of shit, and he's a good actor, but he's playing Zoro. But still, I'm like, that ain't enough.
That's to do with the swords, right?
Yeah. So, like, that's the type of shit I'm talking about. Like, sometimes they just go for stuff that's doesn't need to be made into some shit. Like, that doesn't need to be... But that's just Hollywood, or, like, they just, you know, they just... It becomes this. They're like, okay, we'll make a live-action version of it now.
Yeah.
And now Netflix Japan is doing the Yu Hakusho one. So it is the actual people doing it, but it's still kind of like, ah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, the Power Rangers thing I'm talking about, because Netflix bought Power Rangers, the whole brand, they bought it for like $5 billion from Hasbro. Jesus. Yeah, they paid the money out to Hasbro. So they're basically going to forego all of the Power Rangers. Like, they're there, but like what they're going to start after, when I don't know when they're starting it, but they're going to start creating a connected universe of Power Rangers. So all the shows will actually connect, and then they'll do movies and the spinoffs and shit like that too.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Same, but it does sound interesting.
So, like, but you can't bring...
And I know they'll have a higher budget because, like, Saban, who used to have it, was notoriously cheap.
Yeah.
Tommy always said that. They were, like, mega cheap. Yeah. They would try to get the cheapest shit they can do, which is why you can see the zippers on the suits.
Right.
As we saw, as it got... When it went to Nickelodeon, the effects were better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Samurai and all that shit. It did look better. And I know Netflix is going to make it look... Dope. At least decent. So, yeah, like,
dope is a stretch.
But I think that could be cool. But I want to see, like I said, I want to see how it works.
So you mean, like, they're going to bring, like, Kimberly and all them niggas?
No. They're making a whole new thing.
Okay.
And it's going to be all connected. So, like, whatever the first thing is, which should probably be a show, from that point on, every other Power Rangers property will tie into that story or whatever that so if we're the original two Rangers or whatever, mm-hmm. the first season's about us.
Hell yeah.
Then they'll make a movie that's maybe them
passing
getting a new transformation, right. and then a spinoff will be about like, oh, this is how the leader became a leader and all that. It's gonna start all connect together. All
right.
So they're trying to do the MCU but with Power Rangers.
We'll see.
So I want to see their first, because they're gonna make original, because you know Power Rangers now is basically just an American edit of a Japanese show called Super Sentai.
Right.
So this, that's gone now. They're strictly doing Power Rangers now. It's no more from them. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see what they do with it.
Yeah, we'll see. I want to put a pin because we forgot to shout out Miles for that Wale album that he...
Oh, and Falarin too.
Yeah, we didn't shout him out. He had a couple records on there.
Yeah.
Shout out to our brother Super Miles, you know what I'm saying, getting them placements.
Always,
with your boy.
Always working.
Wild Wizzle. Also shout out to Vance. He just performed, opened up for West Side Boogie.
Looked like
Dallas.
He killed that shit, boy.
He did. It looked like he did a great job, man. Sorry I couldn't make that, brother, but work's kicking every part of my ass.
He was jumping around. They were jumping.
Yeah. Go east side, go east side, go. You know what I'm saying? Keep that one under wraps. You know what I'm saying? Got a little shim going on in there. You know, we're going to keep that under wraps.
And I saw he was chilling with him, so that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dope they building a rapport. I hope something comes of that.
Yeah, it's dope, man.
I'm trying to think, is there anything else like...
Payday's doing numbers from Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon, you know, he was here last episode. But Payday's doing great. I feel like I know Kwame's. I know West Side Gun and. I feel like he's your man. I can't think of his name, though.
Okay.
They're doing a show out here. I want to say Kwame's performing. I bought a ticket, but
it's
I'm not
West Side
going.
Gun and.
I know this is your man. Like, when I say, I'm like, oh, yeah, I fuck with him.
Okay. Mac homie?
Nah.
Oh.
You know, I fuck with Mac. Smoke Dizza. Is that your guy?
Oh, yeah, I like Smoke Dizza.
Yeah, they're doing a show. They got a show November 28th. When is that? Your birthday?
November 28th? Yeah, that's my birthday. Sunday.
Oh, yeah. They got a show Sunday.
I got Doug's wedding, so.
Looks like Debbie Stones and Jazz Regal are special guests. Fly God versus Kush God. Get tickets now. DallasStreets.com.
Okay, got it. Fly God versus Kush God. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're doing their joint here in Dallas on Sunday.
I forgot today was Friday, by the way. I needed to see what new music came out because I think Mac Homie dropped an album.
They pushed that back.
Fuck.
Yeah, they pushed that back.
I wanted
until
to hear that.
December or something.
Oh, I was excited to hear that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Mac is one of Play Stupid Games, Win Stupid Prizes. That's my shit. I sampled that song. Well, yeah. He used the sample, but I used it twice.
Yeah.
I've always said I'm going to use it again. I feel like I didn't quite
capture it.
Yeah, the way I needed to. Mm. Speaking of music and everything, you know, I'm the DJ at work.
Yeah.
They get on my ass every single day. Like,
you started some.
Yeah, they get on my ass every day. Like, at first, I'm killing it because it's all my unedited music. You know, I got like over 1,000 songs or whatever. But my supervisor was like, Chris, you gotta play.
Tone it down.
But I was like, hey, man. Everybody else playing shit with cuss words in it. But, so JBL, the speaker company, dope. They make speakers that, like, if say I got the five or whatever.
Yeah.
You could buy the boombox and we press a button and they'll connect.
Yeah, it's party mode.
Yeah, so homies are all the way on one end of the warehouse. I'm on the other end, but I'm controlling the music.
Yeah, you got a party mode.
Yeah, so my shit's going through the whole warehouse. So, like, I guess that's why they, like since your music's the loudest, we can't have all the cuss words. Everybody else is kind of, like, personal. Their music's personal.
Yeah, it's okay.
Their desk. So I had to make a quick-ass, like, you know, non-cussing playlist.
Yuck.
And shuffle really sucks when you don't got a lot of songs. Like, I hear Aaliyah, Drake, Outkast, and I want to say there's another artist. Like, I hear their shit every single day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I have to change that. But I played it safe. I just got an R&B playlist. Like, because you can't go wrong. Got, like, shit from the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, whatever. But yeah, they be getting on my ass, like, cause I'll be changing, like, I got James Brown on there, and you know, I start cut a rug or whatever, and they're like, man, we was born 68, 69, man, we try to hear some young niggas.
I'm trying
shit.
To twerk something.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, I can't, and then if I play, like, you know, I don't know, like Kanye or something, they don't know what that shit is. I'm like, what the fuck are you, that Baby Keem, cause Baby Keem making all the little noises and stuff. Like, Chris, what the fuck are you listening to?
They don't like Family Ties?
No, when I first played it for two of my coworkers that didn't hear it, they really liked it, for sure.
What about Range Brothers?
They were not. Who was I? I was with, my dad was on the roof, and Range Brothers came on, and it was, let's get this shit. Let's, my cousin's like, turn that shit on. What is he doing? top of the morning. I'm like, nigga, this is swag, nigga. What the fuck? You don't know nothing about this.
It's, you know, if you're not.
Yeah, in the know, it's going to.
Some people just don't like shit like that.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. But listening to music every day, like, I'm starting to, like, you know, listen to certain things. And Kanye's drums were not good. Back in the day,
prior to the times, man.
Yeah, like he, you know,
you work with what you worked with.
Yeah, and he was okay, but
drums are just so good now. That's the problem.
Yeah,
like even program drums are just so crisp now.
Yeah,
back then they were like butt cheeks.
Yeah, the drums were. I mean, he did what he could, like he said.
But you listen to any music from like the early 2000s, the drums are really not that great.
Yeah, they're not great.
Unless you're, because some people would sample live drums.
Like, Pharrell shit sounds immaculate because they were playing everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, but then if you use, like, the NPC from back then, the drum program was not nice.
Well, Timbaland EQ'd and tweaked his drums.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
So his shit, and Dre, obviously.
But a lot of people didn't do that. Yeah. They're just like.
But see, Kanye wasn't, like, early on, Kanye wasn't using drum loops.
Yeah.
Like he started to.
Yeah.
Which he started to because he knew his drums were ass.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him, but yeah.
These new the packs now are just incredible, though,
bro. Yeah. Illmind just put out a new one for
his packs are great.
Yeah, I still got to use that shit, but when I get another laptop, so this thing's been going on. Hold on, because he's been calling me. Hold on. Yo, my man.
Live on the pod.
You heard, but look, I know we've been playing phone tag and all that, but we're doing a pod right now. Let me call you after we wrap this. All right, bro. So Donnie was supposed to be our guest today.
Yes, he was. Actually.
It was gonna be like Stephen A. and
he's actually supposed to be here with Brandon last week too. Yeah. I mean last time.
Stephen A. and Michael Irvin or some shit.
It would have been. Very looking much forward to this being here and being.
Dog was gonna be Molly or whatever. So we were just gonna go at it. Donnie's been on a rampage on the timeline talking about all these albums are like not good. Like he did not like Silk Sonic's album.
Okay, so I'm going to preface this before we, because some people might not know Donnie.
He hates everything.
But yes, but he's an engineer for the Dallas area.
And beyond.
He's pretty prominent, but he's definitely prominent out here. He's done a lot of people out here. If you haven't worked with him, you definitely know of him.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, he is definitely known for having very hot takes on music,
mm-hmm.
or movies too. Yeah. Like, but it's basically like this: you get if I'm a kid and I get a present I'm really excited about,
right.
He would be the person to be like, "Nah, this shit kind of sucks."
Yeah, it's not. It's, yeah,
he would exactly. Kill your vibe on it.
Yeah,
and that's what we're talking about. It's not about
we love Donnie though. That's yeah, just no, who he
I'm
is.
I'm just saying about like it's like. We are excited about stuff, and he'll be the one to come out of nowhere and be like, "Actually,
that's trash."
Which was it started with the Silk Sonic shit. Album.
Yes, so
and Tuesday was appalled.
He felt like it didn't have it was manufactured. It wasn't when Brandon was here, he listened to that podcast, and that's when he tweeted me like, "Me and Chris will never get along because of our music takes," something to the effect.
Yeah.
So he went out of his way to text me what he meant. Like,
at least he backs his own shit up.
Yeah. So let me see. hold on.
Please, I need to know.
He said that this was November 15th, 12:50 p.m. Monday.
Please tell me.
He said that Silk Sonic was mid and Pac got washed. Pac, sorry. Some good songs, whack album, force concept. He said, "I'm talking." I told him, "I'm taking you to this year's Player Haters Ball." He said, "I don't mind attending to see you keep winning keep your winning streak going." You know, whatever, nigga. And then I said, "I agree, shit's too polished." I did say that. I said, "I wouldn't say it's forced with it only being 9 songs." He said, "They didn't just make tunes together. They had a really dope single, then rushed the rest to keep up with demand." I said, "I understand what you're saying. They went in there with an agenda. They weren't just bobbing. It got real formulaic," whatever he said. And then he said, "Boom, exactly." I said, "Well, shit, I agree. But they got big money behind them. They should have just jammed. I agree. They about to win everything, though." He said, "That's because Bruno's face card. Pac was definitely the brains behind the lyric writing." I didn't agree with that.
Okay.
"I can't enjoy smoking out the window without the video." That's what he said. And then he said, "Pac been on that slick pimp player shit since Breezy Lovejoy." I said, "Bruno been tapped in." He said in a sweet way, "Bruno never called a hoe a bitch." "I would have pulled up to..." this is a bunch of other stuff. But yeah, basically, he feels like they went in there because there was money to be made. It wasn't like them really having fun.
Well,
they're signed to Atlantic. There's no fun happening. I mean, it's fun, but they going in there because they know they finna win everything. It's them. It's Bruno. Bruno probably ran out of ideas. he did the new Jack Swing and all that shit.
Look, I mean,
I look.
Bread's bread, man.
What's the shit? The back after last night.
That shit's fire. There is no way he doesn't like that song.
Yeah, that
I don't
shit's
care what he's doing. I don't.
Woo woo woo!
Yeah, that boy said woo woo woo.
Fire, bro! Then your boy Thundercat come in there. Nobody move. There's blood on the floor.
But so that was that opinion.
Yeah. Oh,
then the one that kind of send everybody into a tizzy was yesterday.
Look.
Or was it?
The way niggas talk about Kanye today, including myself, because I didn't really like, I mean, College Dropout was okay. I don't think it's his best work.
Like, I don't either.
I don't think it was like, it doesn't stand with the rest of his shit.
Because a lot of those were his demo tracks.
Yeah.
So.
But the way niggas talk about Kanye is like they forgot, bro. Like, nobody rides around listening to Kanye like that. Like, it's never been that type of thing, I don't feel like. I mean, we do because we have a different appreciation. But if you in a whip, you're not finna, hey, throw that Kanye on. Like, that's not, Kanye don't make music like that. Like, he don't.
Yeah, I will.
Some records, obviously we will, but I'm saying to the masses, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the other day was like the 13th anniversary for 808s and Heartbreak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Donnie said the album aged like.
He said it didn't age well. It's bottom three albums.
Bottom three, in his opinion. Mm-hmm. Everybody went crazy. Now, I will say, this is why I said what I said. Nobody's throwing on 808s and Heartbreak in 2021, like on a humbug. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, you're just wanting to listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, you go. I went and listened to it the day of the anniversary. And I was like, let me see how I feel about this. Mm-hmm. You know. And I was like, yeah, it's what I remember. I love Lockdown. I do not know why people did not like that song.
They played it a lot, though.
They did play it. That was like his shopping song. Yeah,
it was like a Target. Yeah. You couldn't get away from that song.
Boom, boom, boom. I just think that shit is so, the idea behind what he did, masterful.
Like, I like it. Like I said, I had to take a break from it, though, because it was so prominent.
But yeah. I feel that way about every Kanye album right now. I can't really listen to any Kanye album because I wore them out. This is a tape. The tape is coming out of the tape.
The vinyl is scratched.
Right.
Yeah.
Every Kanye album.
Yeah.
Except the newer ones, you know. But that song in particular, Love Lockdown, like just how it builds and the keys and then phenomenal. Everything was still works on there to me, personally. But, you know, and then the art direction with the cost and, like, niggas didn't know who cost was back then. And, like,
the color palette.
All that shit, man. What, bro?
Plaid suit. I mean, like, the tweed suit.
What they say on Twitter when 808s and My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasies, those era for Kanye, unmatched. Nobody was dressing better than Kanye albums.
And then someone asked him when his favorite three were. He said, no, not in particular order. He said it was Yeezus, mm-hmm. Late Registration. Mm-hmm.
I forgot what the other one
I
was.
I think he said TLOP.
He might have.
I think so.
He might have.
If I'm not mistaken.
I mean, but that's the thing about Ye. And then I feel like niggas play with Ye and niggas play with Michael Jackson too much.
But see, the thing with Ye that's impressive is that he does have an album for every specific person.
Yeah.
Because there are people that are just like, Kanye sucks.
Right.
Which.
They don't like his personality.
That's fine.
So everything
that's
else
fine.
Goes out the window.
Yeah. But like. Like, because we already talked about it extensively on here. Like, we know you love Yeezus. Miles loves Yeezus. I love My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
I love that, too.
Yeah. But, like, and then I love Late Registration. Like, people, mm-hmm. but people know that about me. That's just my personality, though. I like smoother shit. Mm-hmm. And then how dark My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, I was like, I like this type of Kanye right here.
Wu-Tang.
So.
That's
but,
what.
But there's not really any album I hate from Kanye.
Mm-hmm. You said that last time.
Yeah, like what I said Donda was fine, but I'm not, I wasn't like running to go replay it.
Yeah.
But I was like, there's some shit on there.
Yeah,
or like,
shit for sure.
And I get it, but I was like, but also I was like, that album was not made for me though.
Right.
Just like the Jesus King was not made for me.
Good album too though.
The production we already was fire, but like those weren't made for me.
Yeah.
So which I get. And also, the Kanye that I grew up with is not available anymore.
Yeah, he's not here.
That mind is gone.
Girl, you supermodel thick. Yeah. Still fire. I listened to that shit the other day. Yeah. I was like, yeah, they were smoking some good.
Fuck it up.
Good. When they made that record.
I like Kids See Ghosts a lot, too.
Kids See Ghosts. I still listen to that.
Yeah.
I listen to that. I still listen to Daytona. I listen to some tracks off of Ye. Album I need to revisit, though, is Tiana's.
Which one? Oh, the one.
The seven. Yeah, I need to revisit
that. But yeah, I mean.
For sure.
But
yeah, man, look, like I said, niggas playing with Mike too. And I don't appreciate that.
Billboard list. We're going to go over that in a second.
Oh, yes, because that is... That's... Bro, niggas are playing with Michael Jeffrey... I don't Hold know on. His middle name. What's Michael Jackson's middle name?
He said Jeffrey Jackson. If that's it, I'm going to scream.
That's Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Hold on. Dev's FaceTime.
Dev is FaceTime you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hi, Dev.
What's up, Dev? Oh,
shit. You okay, mamas?
Yeah.
Okay. The pod.
Did you check my location? Oh, no, you good. I was just asking. Where Reggie at work? Yeah, I'm definitely not drinking tonight. threw up when you guys left. Went to work. So, yeah. But I'll call you after the pod because today's Kyle's birthday. Might do something. I don't know yet. All right. I got you. Okay,
cozy girl.
Yeah, niggas playing with Mike. This is Michael Jackson we talking about. Beat It.
Bro.
Billie Jean.
We talk the Wanna greatest soul something. Album of all time.
Bro.
Double platinum. Double diamond, I mean.
Bro, call that nigga a vegetable, bruh. He said, if you can't have the baby, then he said, if you can't raise the baby, yeah, then don't have the baby. Yeah. Come on, nigga. This is Michael Jackson.
Bro. He popped up out the stage.
I'm not living that way.
He stood there for 2 minutes. The people were fainting and shit.
Bro, come on, man.
That motherfucker was in a fucking gold leotard, dog.
Come on, bro. This is Michael Jackson. You know, he wrote Bad for Prince, but Prince didn't want it.
Because he said, I don't rock like that because yeah, your butt is mine.
Your butt is mine. Come on, Prince. Okay. Anyways, okay. This is Michael Jackson we talking about. I'll be there.
Global.
Come on.
He is a global... Okay, hold
Come on, bro. Michael.
I can't. You ready for me to read
DeMarcus
his list?
Jackson, man.
Find his middle name,
Marcus
please.
DeQuees Jackson, nigga, are you? I think his middle name is Joe.
Look it up.
It's Michael Joseph Jackson.
Okay, well, don't give him DeQuees. He said DeQuees.
Michael goddamn.
DeShield.
Michael, what's a really good, I don't know, really good on there.
You're trying to give a really good on there?
Really black, really.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read this list in a second once he finds him. Because we can't go without.
I just typed in MJ. Who you think popped up? Michael Jackson, nigga, not Michael Jordan.
Well, yeah, of course.
I just typed in MJ, nigga, because I don't know how to spell Michael. His name. Michael Joseph Jackson.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Dubbed the King of Pop, he is regarded as one of the most significant cultural figures of the 20th century.
Not even, of all time.
He was born in 58.
Yeah.
Died June 25th, 2009. Homeboy Hills. Paris Jackson Prince.
Okay, you ready?
Who is Debbie Rowe? He know he... Come on, Mike. He's supposed to get some better bitches in this, man. He was Michael Jackson. Lisa Marie Presley. Ooh, she does not look good.
No.
She looked good back in the day.
Are you ready?
Did Elvis really die on the toilet?
Apparently.
Ah, what a way. What a way to go. You shouldn't stole black people music, man.
Fuck Elvis.
But and the blue suede shoes.
Which we're about to get into on this fucking list. Okay.
So Billboard put out a list.
Top 10. This is what makes this list egregious. Because it wasn't like Billboard's favorite 10 artists. It was Billboard's top 10 greatest artists of all time. Artists of all time. Okay? Okay, so the number one...
Definitely the most egregious list to come out in the last 10 years.
This list made me angry.
It's very bad.
Because if they said Billboard's favorite, I'd been like, fine.
Yeah, this is your favorite, yeah.
But greatest of all time. Okay, so number one is the Beatles. Okay. Now, if you talk, like, that's the difference between greatest and influential. Because the Beatles are definitely influential.
Okay.
I like some of their music.
But what the fuck, they didn't know about cameras?
But they're not the greatest thing of all time.
No. I don't even know any of their songs, to be honest.
But they definitely, like, they came out at a wild time for rock. They changed, they were global. Like, they were doing tours all over the world. And they, you know, they had the Abbey Road album was very important.
I don't know that, Don.
But
I don't know that.
But what I'm saying is, number one, though, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But This one doesn't bother me as much as number two.
What's number two?
Madonna.
Disgusting.
So, her being number, that means she's over Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Prince, Beyonce.
Ridiculous. Jay-Z, nigga.
Yeah, fuck? Just the list goes on.
Hope. Yeah, there's a lot of, bro. What? Aaliyah, shit.
Fucking Madonna?
Miles Morales. Nigga, LRB. Little River Band.
Look.
Naked Brothers Band, nigga. Goddamn shit. Any of them niggas.
But
Hannah Montana.
Look, Madonna was big in the 80s, okay?
I don't, bro. What song does she sing? I don't know. None of, who sings Girls Just Want to Have Fun? Is that her?
No, that's Janis Joplin.
Oh. Okay, so yeah, I don't know any of her shit.
But what has Madonna done lately? Nothing. What has she, honestly, what has she influenced? I know way more people that have influenced more than her.
I know she kissed Drake.
He wiped and Britney Spears.
He wiped his mouth like her shit.
She kissed Britney Spears too.
I know it smelled crazy in there.
Okay. But
horrible.
That's when I was like, this list is crazy.
As hot dog ass okay. Water.
Number three, I'm not mad at. I just don't know the number what I place him at.
Who?
Elton John.
Oh, that's Sir Elton John. He cold.
Yeah, no, I love Elton John, but Madonna's
greatest
not better.
Greatest artist, though?
He's not better than, no, Madonna's not better than him.
Madonna's not better than him. Yes, I agree.
Like I said, I wouldn't know where to put him. I'm not mad that he's on the list.
He's top 20.
For sure. And his influence, yeah. Indistinguishable. Also,
to this day.
Openly gay.
To this day.
When he came out.
The nigga super gay.
And, hey, The Bitch Is Back. That was a song he made. Mm. Love it.
Rocket Man.
I'm not mad about that one at all. I don't know what number I put him at.
Tiny Dancer.
But okay. Now, they put this fucking fuckboy on here. Elvis Presley at number four.
You ain't
people need to let go of Elvis.
Yeah.
Whoever's these music, because first off, he wasn't that great in general, even if he made the songs.
Right. He stole dance moves.
He stole the dance moves. He's a thief. He can't act. The movies suck.
Yeah.
The whole, that shit all stupid as shit.
Yeah.
Well,
Johnny Bravo.
Okay.
That's the good thing Elvis did, right?
But,
Influenced.
But, yeah, I don't, like, literally, like, nothing about him is redeeming for me. And I don't know anybody that listens to Elvis.
Yeah, I don't know anybody.
His music is not that great. I can't believe he's on this list. The next year, Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not mad about this one either, because, I mean, who else owns Christmas?
Nobody.
What? The only artist to own Christmas. So I'm not mad about her inclusion. Then we got Stevie Wonder. I'm not mad about Stevie Wonder being on the list. Mm-hmm. I'm mad he's below Elvis, Madonna. That's just crazy. Madonna's over Stevie Wonder. Because Stevie Wonder, to me, is one of the most important artists of all time.
Yes, I agree.
Sorry,
I got distracted real quick. I'm sorry.
I fucking love Stevie Wonder.
Is he on the list?
Yeah, number six.
Number six.
Okay, then we have number seven, Janet Jackson. Okay.
I love Janet, but I don't... Look,
like I said, like he about to say, I love Janet too, but top 10 of all time?
Not top 10 of all time. And she's over Michael.
Yeah, she's over her brother Michael, who has made way more important, impactful music and has went double diamond. I don't know how to explain that to you. Double diamond.
I don't understand who made this list and why this list was made. I don't know. They use a name generator.
Whitney Houston, love it.
I would. She's top 15.
Right, but I'm not mad about them putting on her, but mm-hmm. And look,
I thought that last name said Future. That's why I need glasses.
Now, number 10 is crazy.
Oh yeah.
I love this person.
Love.
But to have this stamp right now is nuts. They put Rihanna as number 10 on this list.
Yeah.
That and they left several people off this list. Yeah. Prince is not even on here.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Beyonce's not even on here.
Hey, hold on, because there was a song by Rihanna. I mean, because I didn't really listen to Anti when it came out. Sue me. I'm sorry. But there's a song on there, Higher.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
That shit, I need to
say that. Anti is crazy.
Anti is crazy.
Look, I love Rihanna. Higher is She's hard. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely top 20 all time.
Oh, nah.
But has What's she reached the top 10 status yet?
I don't know.
But if you take off all the fuck people on here, maybe so. but Prince is not on this
Prince
list.
Prince ain't on this list. And he made Kiss, man. Come on. I Will Die For You. Purple Rain, nigga.
He made a movie.
Two. He made two movies.
I know, but Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
That's also one of the most important albums of all time.
Facts.
But there are so many people on here that have, like, Diana Ross is not on here. Shit. She created a whole new wave of R&B.
Yeah.
Inside Out. Tina Turner. Aretha Franklin. They have so many people that weren't even
job in the city. Working for the man every night and day.
And even if you wanted to add, like, throw some white people in here, like, you're missing, like, what?
Say Billy Ocean. He's definitely black. Billy Ocean. Bobby Caldwell. Bobby Caldwell only got that one record.
I wasn't going
to
say Bobby Caldwell.
Who are you going to say? I don't know any like really good white people like that. I can't think of like.
I'm talking about Impact, right?
Adele?
I don't know.
Did you listen to her album?
I haven't. I haven't listened to it yet.
I got to listen to it.
I got to get in headspace for Adele because it's going to be really dramatic.
This is probably.
Hold
on, nigga. Name me influential white people.
That's
you
what
can't.
I'm saying. Nah, Willie Nelson's got some influential. Nah, don't do this.
Yeah. But he's famous for smoking weed though, and being old.
But he's been doing it since the fucking 60s though. Like I'm saying, like
yeah, I guess he got long hair.
He's still selling out concerts, bro. I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay, so I'll give you Willie Nelson. Who else?
Let's see.
Oh, George Strait. You got to give my man some shine.
Oh, George Strait?
He is a Texas legend, at least.
And a country legend. Yeah. That's for sure.
We said at the same time, that's not good. shit. I'm telling you, I'm really thinking about this really, really hard. The nigga that was in Cadillac Records. He's an actor, though. He's probably singing in real life.
Cadillac Records.
Oh, white people. Bro, that acting and shit, y'all got that. I'll give y'all that. Like, acting. I don't know about this music shit. Michael McDonald.
Oh, yeah. Doobie Brothers and on. Yeah. Yeah. That boy was singing that soul music, bro.
Yeah, he was.
They didn't even put Miles Davis on this list. I'm pissed. John Coltrane. They missed a lot of shit, boy.
White people. I can't. Christina Aguilera? Does she count?
That'd be random as fuck.
Oh shit, Eminem. Mac Miller. Shit, Pete Davis? I don't know.
You said Pete Davidson.
Shit, he doing something right.
And you said Eminem.
Eminem get a lot of slander but the nigga can rap.
I didn't say he could rap.
He definitely got niggas wearing them little stupid ass hats.
Yeah, no, I didn't say he had no influence.
He got a Jordan deal.
All I said about was Eminem was that
drinking Monster.
Only thing about I said about Eminem, I know he can rap like really, really well.
He can't make songs though.
It's not even that. He's made the same album for 20 years.
Shit.
He won't stop.
That's wild that he's not like, well, maybe. I don't know. We talked about that. Beyonce's not on that list. That's ridiculous. That's some hater ass shit. How many black people on that list? Three?
Let me tell you.
Whitney Houston, Michael, Janet.
You got
Rihanna.
One.
Mariah Carey half. So that's like four and a half.
You got quite a bit. On a, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mariah Carey's half?
Yeah. Oh.
So 5.5?
Yeah. Well, yeah, shit. What you want me to do?
Yeah. Yeah, the list is pretty wild.
That is a shit list, man.
Madonna at number two is
Madonna.
Still.
I don't know any Madonna records. I don't know any Beatles records. I know Hound Dog by Elvis. That's it.
Fuck Elvis.
Fuck Elvis.
I fucking hate Elvis, bro. I've always hated Elvis.
Yo, so I was gonna. There's another podcast that had two guests on there.
Okay.
It was Guru and Hip Hop. Okay. It was the like something anniversary for the Black what album
podcast.
It was Roy and Maul.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to mention other podcasts, but it's very interesting because they broke down track by track. They talked about the album, how everything was made.
Which one?
Black album.
Oh, Black album. Okay.
So there was something that they
said. Did they get to Threat or something? And you were like,
oh yeah, thank you. Okay. Yes. So Jay-Z
gave
Ninth Wonder the idea to sample that record.
Okay.
And he did it right there in front of him because he was on FL4 at that time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he pulled up with the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing Obese, but he was like, and he was like, well, can you do something with this? And he did it. And then I think they said like the same day, Cedric the Entertainer just so happened to be in town and they did that shit.
Okay.
Guru said he got like he got an extensive amount of shit. Cedric the Entertainer just saying wild shit.
Going, because he probably just told him wild.
I'll chop you up, put you inside, bad like drug money, nigga. The video turned off?
Yeah, I didn't put it on the charger.
That shit faded to black. Like the end of The Sopranos. I'm glad the camera's off though, because I'm slouching. I do not feel it's hot in here. Whatever, it's up to you. I don't care. But yeah, I just thought that was super interesting. But also kind of, I don't know if I'm gonna get in trouble for saying this, but I really never liked Dirt Off Your Shoulders. I never really liked that record.
Okay. Like the song or the beat or what?
The beat was a lot, like, has a lot to do with it.
Okay.
I think, but you know what though?
Uh-huh.
Watching the podcast or whatever, they were basically saying like Jay went to Miami because Timbaland was working at the Hit Factory.
Okay.
And usually Timbaland would play the music in the headphones and he'll just hand Jay the headphones. But as you saw in Fade to Black movie, he wasn't doing that. He was playing beats out loud. And then Hip Hop has said, like, usually the first beat he hears is the beat that he go on. But as you saw, like, he was going through, like, multiple tracks.
Checking them out,
So he said, he was basically saying, like, you know, that was, you know, around the time Aaliyah had just passed. So Timbaland was in a weird space. And the fact that Jay didn't pick the first beat, like, let you know. Because to me, and it's just me, from that story and watching the footage, it seemed like Jay just picked that beat because it was the best beat. Like, it wasn't like, not that it was the best beat, but I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say. It was more or less like, damn, this nigga ain't got nothing. Like, that's what it felt like.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That wasn't a good era for Timbaland, in my opinion. He wasn't really doing shit. I think whatever happened with, because after that, the next thing would have been Justin Timberlake, and then by then that nigga was back.
Yeah,
he was super.
It was I mean, Aaliyah passed away,
which is hard, horrible. I didn't realize how many covers of the Osley Brothers record she did. I thought she did like one. I think she did like two or three. They're on her One in a Million album. But Osley Brothers, man, they got some fucking tunes, man.
Yeah, they got shit.
Sonically, I was thinking about this today too. Frank Ocean gets a lot of sonic ideas from Osley Brothers. I hear a lot of,
I think he gets a lot from that era in general.
Yeah.
Because he likes to kind of get, he does it with like new age style, because of like the way, like, cause like, who thinks to make Nikes like that? But but the way he bravados and sings and shit, I definitely get it.
Osley Brothers cold, bro. I know they kicked Earth, Wind & Fire ass. I didn't even watch that one, but I know they did. Stephanie Mills and who's that? Aretha, Patti LaBelle. Who's she going against? Stephanie. There's a versus.
Is there?
Yeah,
Stephanie. I didn't even know there was another one announced.
Well, Bone Thugs and 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, I saw that one.
I didn't know they had beef back in the day. That's, I guess that's why they're doing it, so they can like show that.
I didn't know friends. That either.
Yeah. They apparently they have beef. 3-6 Mafia finna kick they ass. Like,
okay, I'm reserving any judgment because
last time
the Dipset shit.
I just don't see how Bone Thugs, and plus I'm a casual.
It's so weird. Polar opposite it's music so weird. Though.
Cause that's, bro, it don't matter what song 3-6 Mafia play, all them shit's hard.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's but the transition's gonna be so fucking weird because it's gonna go boom, 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 yeah, let's get high. Yeah, it's gonna be so weird.
Yeah, that shit gonna be crazy, bro. What you think Bone Thugs last song gonna be? I think first of the month.
That's a good one.
It gotta be. And I think 3-6 Mafia is either gonna be, ooh, cause you know, everybody, well, Bun B said that there's a version with all three of the groups on International Players.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that could be like,
if they play that version, that's crazy.
But they got to end it with Stay Fly. They have to. They have to. Like, yeah, they have to.
That was the mainstream one. Yeah.
Tap a beep, ba 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 da.
Is that your version of Sample?
Goddamn.
Yeah, I don't. Like here's another one. On paper, that's what it should be. But who knows what they'll come with.
You know?
But 3-6 Mafia has an actual DJ in their group. So.
Yeah. Bro, that shit's not finna be fair. Then don't pull out Project Pat. Don't do that. Don't pull out. Don't do that.
I just want them to play.
I want to hear Juicy J. Juicy J got to play the joint he had with Wiz. My mansion sitting on 40 acres. Who the neighbors? Kobe Bryant from the Lakers. Now that's, he got to do that, bro. He has to.
You think he's just going to do group shit, though?
First of all, last time I heard, them niggas wasn't even cool. So I don't know.
Who's not cool?
DJ Paul and Juicy J. Last time I heard. I don't know. But it'll be... Shit, they got enough records. Ryan Spinners.
No, I mean they have a lot of records.
Slop on my knob. Like who?
They're gonna play that one.
Oh yeah, facts. They gonna open that bitch with that.
They should just to knock it
with
out.
Me. And do your job.
And then you know, Bone Thugs gonna play Crossroads, Thuggish Ruggish Bone Ball, all that shit.
The shit they got with Biggie, the shit they got with Pac, the original, and
I just hope they don't play Riding Dirty. Please don't.
I do not understand why that song. It was because of white people. White people make.
But that honestly, the era was a little weird too.
It was a bad era. That's what Donnie was saying. Like that 2005 through 2007, 2008. T-Pain saved music.
T-Pain, he changed it up. Yeah, seriously,
like T-Pain made that shit enjoyable.
Duh, again, I made a mistake of trying to go back and then like listening to Chamillionaire. Chamillionaire, you were my guy. But, you're from the city. And you're from the state. But like, Ed's shit did not age well at all.
Mixtape Messiah 3 was cool.
I just didn't realize
that was bad.
How he rapped until I went back and listened to it again.
It was horrible.
And then you know, this is the sound of revenge.
No. You know, there's one thing Pharrell did. I thought about this shit today. Think the worst thing Pharrell's ever done.
We'll end on this.
Was compare T.I. to Jay-Z when he did. Like he said that T.I. was like the down south Jay-Z. I think that was very detrimental to T.I.'s career moving forward.
When did he say this?
It was around the King era.
When he was like shooting high. Okay.
He shouldn't have did it. I think T.I. took that.
And then, because you know, he sampled the Jay-Z. Bring him out.
Yeah. Horrible. That was a horrible decision. Especially see where T.I.'s at now. Can't do that.
Yeah. Hated that by everybody right now.
Can't do that. And he's growing these little struggle dreads and shit.
And he got the sexual assault case with him and his wife.
Ugh,
got a lot going on.
Yeah, that's not Hov behavior. Very bad.
That's the whole behavior.
That's the whole behavior.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Wow.
No, it was very, it was around the time. It was, matter of fact, the mixtape before King, when he was going at Lil Flip.
Yeah. Such a weird beef.
Because he had like different like voicemails on there. Scarface was talking on one. Pharrell was like, yeah, man, you know, T.I. like the king of the South and everything. He's like the new, he's like the down South Hov.
Yes, sir. Wow.
And I heard that back then. I was like, damn, that's really big. I knew that back then. Like, down South Jay-Z, what? No, that's crazy. Let me see. No. Yeah.
And I like the King album.
Yeah, it was good.
Ain't no Jay-Z, though.
Ain't no Jay-Z. Hell no. Nah. What? I was watching Jay-Z's B-sides the other day. I was like, this nigga's too fucking good, bro.
Yeah.
He is too good.
T.I. does have some really good verses, though.
I'm not going to front with you, but I'm just saying. What did
you
say? You got a hummingbird's ass. Your ass writing checks. Your mouth writing checks that your ass can't catch. No.
You better scramble like eggs and break fast.
Shut the fuck up. I do like some of T.I. Don't. Bro, I remember the day I had to walk home from school. I was living in Jackson. I didn't have no music. I memorized Top Back. Walking home. I had nothing else to entertain me. I missed the bus. I had to walk.
Did you sing it to yourself?
Bro, hell yeah. Shit. I was like, peel and a half with my partner, young throat. Yeah, like, I had no other form of entertainment. The album was the biggest thing out at the time. And I memorized that whole song walking home. Like, and when I fucked up, I started all the way over.
T.I. used to love them horns, bro.
Yeah. But really, end on this. I want to give love to TM101 and 102 because yes. I have to. Nobody ever mentions when they talk about who has the best.
Are you talking about T101 and Inspiration, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeezy.
Yeah. Everybody, when they be like, who had the best, like...
first three albums?
Or whatever. Yeah. They never say Jeezy, bro.
Yeah, they don't.
Jeezy's first two albums are fucking...
Yeah, because they always bring up Kanye.
The usual stuff. They throw Kendrick in there before. And Kendrick's whole first album was them riding around listening to Jeezy. Like Jeezy was a fucking phenomenon, bro. When he came, nobody rapped like him. Like the beats.
Yeah. We said the last episode, bro. His air for beats are crazy,
bro. Jeezy's first two albums, that Smithsonian, bro.
That shit still hit,
bro. Right today,
yeah.
Play go listen to Jeezy's first album right now.
That's the real thing. Is like, can it stand the test of time?
Them first two albums is fucking impressive. What's that joint? Doom, 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 doom. Mr. 17. I think Brandon said he listens to that like every day. That be so fucking crazy, bro. We all listen to that on the way home. Mr. 17.5, bro. That beat is Don Cannon. Shout out to Don Cannon.
I played Trap or Die in Charlotte. And
the song?
Yeah. Ridge rapped the whole thing.
What?
Yeah. He had the window down. He was rapping the whole thing, boy. I was like, yeah, Ridge, get in there.
Because they know that he's true. Got the Chevy same color Tropicana horns.
Yeah.
Yeah. We trap or die, nigga. Did he say, I'm just playing.
No, he did not.
Posted on the block, rain, sleet, storm, funny.
Yeah.
Slow motion. Don't move but the money.
Shout to Jeezy for sure. Newer stuff, time. Not so much.
Yeah.
But
it's dinner time, but a case of cookie pancakes.
But you gave me a lot of good shit. And your features are really good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And your shit with Jay-Z is fucking awesome.
He doesn't have a bad song with Jay-Z. Last night, it was Kush. It's a rock. I was super geek.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jeezy, man. Shout out to that dude.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to it on the way home.
First two albums, phenomenal. Phenomenal. Jeezy, send us some money for all this.
He's not sending this shit.
What are we doing? But those first two albums are great, man. Shout out to Jeezy.
I like the Recession, too.
Recession's great.
Put me on. Yeah, okay. But that's it for you. You gotta know?
I gotta go.
Well, yeah. Chris gotta take a nap.
No, it's gonna be more than a nap. I'm out for the
code. We're hibernating.
I gotta go to work tomorrow.
All right, well, that's it from you boys. Sorry for those in the video. You're gonna see a little black screen for like 10 seconds, but it is what it is.
I'll let you squalor.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.